Wow. Thank you, John, and thank you, Dan. John has blessed us in this sanctuary in the past with his wonderful gift that God has given to him. Thank you with all my heart, John, for that. And Dan, all the tickling of the ivories that you do for us, thank you for that. I do ask that there's going to be a basket in the narthex, I think it is, that we take up a love offering for John following this service today. You know, the worker is worthy of their hire, it says in the Bible, right? Would you please stand with me for the hearing and the reading of this morning's gospel message that comes to us from the 17th chapter of John. In fact, it's the whole of it. And I'm going to actually read a part of it, and then I'll ask you to sit. After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those whom you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you've sent." That's eternal life. You may be seated. I would go on and on and read this, but I want to talk to you about this being Jesus' high priestly prayer for the people of God. That's you. He was praying that God would keep his disciples together, that he would keep them one in the Spirit as both God and Jesus and the Spirit were one together, and that he was going to provide everything necessary. God's got this. You can let go of the scripture for now, because I need at least 5 minutes to preach today, and we'll talk about it. I just want to thank you all, as God's people that you are, for all the ministries that you have thought of, that you've been inspired to do, that you have performed together in this place and beyond. All the ministries that you have touched people's lives throughout the world. And I just want to, I'm so proud of you, and I'm so thankful for all of your ministry together. And as we read today in the, and where is Marilyn? Would you stand for a second? 48 verses that she got to read. Jeez, 48 verses, really? See, the truth of the matter is today's scripture reading is the beheading of John the Baptist. And I'm a lectionary preacher, but I didn't want to go out on that note. Although I did put a sermon together, and if you want to hear that, I'll give it later on. But it's a great one, but I didn't want to go out on that note. And in our Tuesday meeting when we were talking to our staff, I said, this is the lectionary reading, right, Beth, for this week. What do you think? I don't think I want to do that one. And Beth says, no, let's not do that. Although all scripture is God-breathed and is beneficial to us. But I wanted to leave us with a message, and leave myself and leave all of you, that the Holy Spirit, that God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, God's got this. That God is always working in the people of God, that he's manifest in your lives, whether you realize it or not. God is there, and God is always preparing us for the journey, wherever it is that it leads us, whether we're going to new places or we're staying put and we're planted in one place. God has our future. He knows the plans that he has made for you, says the Lord. And so when we look at the early reading that Marilyn so wonderfully did, here we see the new church, right? Jesus has already gone. He's up in heaven at the right hand of the Father. He's intercessing for the church night and day. There's no stop. And then all of a sudden, here's this Cornelius, who's a devout man. He's not a Jew. He's not an Israelite, and he's praying devoutly to the Israelite God, Yahweh. And he's there at his normal time, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and he's praying, and he's intercessing, and he provides help for the Jewish people. He helped build a synagogue, and the people, the Jewish people, know him and love him because he's a good man. And God is manifest in his life. So he's praying, and all of a sudden he sees this vision of this angel, and the angel comes to him and tells him, send men to Joppa, to Simon the tanner's house, where Simon, who was called Peter, is staying. In the same time, almost like if you were watching a TV show, you know, you go to the next scene, it's the same time. Peter is having a dream. He's up on the roof of Simon the tanner's house. Anyone ever been to a tanner where they work with leather? There would be a stench in that place. And so I don't mind Peter being up on the roof. I think I'd be there too. But Peter's up on the roof, and he's praying, and he's thinking, but he's hungry. And all of a sudden he gets into this trance, and he sees this sheet coming down from heaven and these unclean animals on it. And he hears a voice from heaven that says, kill and eat. No, I'm not going to do that. Nothing unclean has ever passed my lips. And then he hears from God, what I have made clean is clean indeed. Kill and eat. So Peter's being prepared to receive Gentiles into this home of Simon the tanner. And all of a sudden, here these men who are sent by Cornelius show up at Peter's door. The door is knocked upon, and here they are, and they're received by Peter graciously. Jews don't allow Gentiles to come into their homes, but Peter says, come on in and stay. Because it's the next day that they go to see Cornelius. It's not that day. And they stay for a night. Then they all go over to see Cornelius. And when they get there, God's already been at work. God has already been at work in Cornelius' life, and they see the evidence of the Holy Spirit at work. And Peter knows that they have already been baptized by God's own Holy Spirit. What would hold him back from baptizing with water and recognizing the work of God? God is already at work in the lives of all the people of Holiday Park United Methodist Church. You have done significant work. You have turned this place upside down and inside out, and you are prepared to grow further in this place. And God will be sending the next right person here. I don't know the name yet, but I know the name of the God who sends in his name, and that God is faithful. And he will send the right person in here to grow this church, and the gifts and the graces that that person has will supersede what we've done together already, because it's the next right thing for Holiday Park. Also, for me moving and Donnie moving, we will take what we've learned here with us. We will take our love for you and our respect for you as the people of God, and we will take and use that in the next places of ministry, fondly remembering everything about you and how faithful that you have been. And I will be checking in, because you have YouTube, and I can tell whether or not you're being faithful again and receiving your next pastor well, and I know you will, because you received us well. I just want to tell you one quick little story, and then we'll adjourn. But every time I've been called to do any kind of ministry, God has spoken to me through the Spirit. And it's always been confirmed. in my heart, in his word, and by the testimony and the confirmation of others in my life. And I remember fondly that I was serving a church, Ann Ashley, in Munhall. And I loved being there, and I loved the people of Munhall, and they treated us well, and we treated them well. But then I remember getting a call one day from my good buddy, Don Scandrell. He was the Pittsburgh District Superintendent at the time. Before that call, though, I was meeting with a guy from our congregation, John Devy. John called me and he said, "Listen, Pastor Tony, I think God is calling me into ministry." I said, "John, God calls people into ministry. We all have ministry." He goes, "No, I think he's calling me into ministry like you." I said, "Well, let's get together, let's talk about it, let's have breakfast together." And we set up a breakfast time at the Eden Park at the waterfront on a Monday morning. And I figured, well, I'm going to talk to John about call. I'll pick some scripture about call language. And so I picked from Genesis the call of Abram from Ur, and how God had blessed Abraham to be a blessing to all the nations, all the nations. And so we read that scripture together. We talked about it. I told John to pray about it, to watch for God's hand at work in his own life, and watch for confirmation. And so I'm a lectionary preacher. I preach the lectionary every single week, except for today. And here, I hadn't looked at what the lectionary reading for that next Sunday was, but it was what I had chosen for John to talk to. And so God had already prepared me to put together my worship service on Monday morning for the next Sunday. And I was about to do that. I was in my office, and I got an email from Bishop Tom Bickerton. And it was announcing your pastor, Pastor Joel Garrett, as the next Butler District Superintendent. And I know Joel, but I honestly didn't know where he was serving. And nor do I look to see who's serving here and who's serving there. Some pastors, I don't do that. I serve where I'm at, and I'm concerned about where I'm at, and I celebrate everyone else's ministry. But I thought, I know Joel. I wonder where he's serving currently before he's becoming the district superintendent. So I went in WPAUMC.org, I typed in his name, and here it is, Joel Garrett, senior pastor, Holiday Park United Methodist Church. And I thought, wow, that church's name is familiar because I know someone that came from that church, that was called a ministry from that church, and someone that I had introduced to his first church in Croton United Methodist Church. And it was Skip Green. You know all Skip Green, right? And he's retired now. But Skip Green served that church and other congregations faithfully, and I remembered thinking, that's a great church. People come from that church and enter into ministry. I also, for a time, was the president of the local pastors, licensed local pastors and associate members. And serving in that capacity was another woman from this congregation, Liz Murphy. You remember Liz Murphy? Faithful person. And I thought, that's a good church. This will make someone a nice appointment. And I turned and I looked, and on my phone was a picture of Don Scandrell. he just showed up. I saw his face, and he was calling. So I got Holiday Park up on my screen on the computer, and here's Don's face, and he calls, and I answer the phone. He says, "Don, hey." I said, "Hey, Don." He goes, "Hey, this is Don." I just said, "Hey, Don." And he said, "Hey, well, this is one of those calls. You know what I mean? You remember that, Don? One of those calls, you know what I mean?" He goes, "Listen, I have William Meekins, the district superintendent from Greensburg, on the line with me, and we want to talk to you about a church that the bishop is keen on you going to, Holiday Park. God prepared me for this place. I believe he prepared you for us, and God is preparing you for the next pastor. And let me tell you, it's going to be great. It's going to be better than ever before, and that's the way it should be. And I will celebrate that with you. But for now, we just listen to the Spirit. We yield to the Spirit in our lives. And as we do that, we will find God in our midst, and we will be blessed to be a blessing. Let us go to God in prayer. Gracious God, we thank you that as we found in John 17, Jesus prayed for the current church. He prayed for the future church, and that's us. And he prays that the whole church will be manifest with your spirit, and that we would listen to your word, that we would grow in wisdom and knowledge and love of you, and that we would truly be the people that you called us out to be. We thank you, Lord, together for the ministry that we have enjoyed in this place for the past 8 years. But we know, precious Lord, that you are not done here, that your work continues, and the work that's been laid, the foundation that's been laid, will continue to support all the new ministries that will spring up from this place. For we know that you are God, that you are faithful, and that you are able to make these things happen. And we celebrate it in Jesus' name, all to the power and the glory of God the Father in heaven, by the power and the presence of your Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.